Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. You know, I've been watching this thing with the whole speakership that's been up. And on the left, of course, because the Republicans were not in lockstep, like all the Democrats are, they look at this and they're saying, what a dysfunctional house this is. Now, as Speaker, Nancy Pelosi ran the House of Representatives like a fiefdom, and the media cheered. They marveled at her power. They didn't operate under regular budget rules with individual appropriation bills. Instead, they had big old omnibus spending bills stuffed with garbage that have contributed to massive deficits and $32 trillion in debt as they pretended new spending was paid for. The bills were prepared outside the view of most members of Congress, and few read the bills before they were voted on. On Obamacare, she told her subjects they must vote on the bill before they had a chance to read it. How would the media like it if their employers required them to sign agreements before they were allowed to read them? Would it be okay for banks to require borrowers to sign the loan agreements before they've read them? And that is supposedly what the people should want. Threatening to close the government every few months and cramming down multi-thousand-page spending bills is dysfunctional. And out of the fake stream, we get this. The unbridled chaos of this week's speaker debacle simultaneously confirmed and compounded an unsettling truth. The United States could be on the cusp of its most dysfunctional Congress ever. But now we're going back to the rules from when Newt Gingrich was speaker. Now the members who are closer to the people will have much greater power to control the process and the results. And that is actually great, not dysfunctional. Sweeping new rules resemble those of House Speaker Gingrich after winning the gavel in 1995, due in large part to the contract with America, which Gingrich and the Republicans used to balance the budget for the first time in decades between a Republican-led Congress and the Clinton White House. Now, the media loved a January 6th, or the January 6th committee, which also operated like a dictatorship. No defense was allowed, and the public wasn't allowed to see everything. The media and the public never cared about FBI involvement or the speaker's malfeasance in failing to secure the Capitol. It took only 4 days for McCarthy to win as new rules and procedures were worked out. We're actually, what we see here right now is actually a very good result. The media and other Democrats acted as though debating and negotiating are dangerous and embarrassing. That's why we send them there in the first place, to debate and negotiate. The progressive way, apparently, is I'll tell you what to think and you guys just do it. Which, by the way, that is actually voter disenfranchisement. In a representative republic, that's voter disenfranchisement. This is not where, the speaker's not the king or queen. Diversity of opinion and debate make us great, not dysfunctional. So the next 2 years will be interesting, where members of Congress cater, you know, they'll be catering to the people instead of a powerful speaker like Pelosi. And we're going to see. We're going to see what comes of it. The last time the Republicans held the House, in recent memory, they didn't do anything. Nobody has ever gone after the Fast and Furious. The Fast and Furious players. Nobody's ever gone after any of the stuff that has happened in recent memory. Nobody's gotten out there and tried to figure out why some of these things that occur. So, we need to look at the Bidens, and we need to look at the FBI and the CDC and stop suppressing speech to interfere in elections. They should enforce immigration law. They should stop spending like drunk pirates. They should leave our rights alone. Right now, we're in the middle of a... If the vehicle of state was a car, I would stick this one in the junk in the junkyard. I would not be sitting here trying to keep this thing running. It's not going to run. Too many things in the way. Too many bad decisions made in the upkeep of said car. Now, I want to see them get out there and say, well, the January 6th subcommittee, that was a farce, wasn't it? Let me show you how we actually investigate things. And then start bringing all these people in that were, you know, let's bring in Ray Epps. Let's bring in that cop. Let's talk to Obama about all the stuff he got Mark Zuckerberg to do. Let's talk to the FBI about the Hunter Biden laptop that everybody said was disinformation. And then after the election was over, they said, well, actually, it's real. They said that simply because it was going to come out. There's no way to keep it from coming out. They don't actually control everything in the country. They control a good portion of it. So, that's where it lay. That's where everything stands with me. As far as what happened to get to where we are, as far as them picking a speaker and everything else, in the same vein, in the presidential election when it's coming up, it doesn't matter who's going to run. Donald Trump should be primaried. He should be tested. He should be hardened. I would love it if he would become the learning animal that I need him to be. He does not seem to be that animal. I mean, when you're out there and you've got a bunch of things going on and your thing that you come up with is, I'm going to make some NFTs that make me look like a superhero. And you're selling those. I still get 20 emails a day from the Trump campaign. And it would be a different thing altogether if I were to see something like Forward Progress and the way you should. I want him to learn. I want him to be the hard leader I think he could be. And I just don't know if he's going to do it. But he should be primaried, absolutely. There, he is not coordinated. He does not get that just because he is who he is. His ego be damned, you know. If he gets out there, I mean, without a doubt, he was a very consequential president. So what we did here with McCarthy is he got primaried. And he emerged. And he's harder now. So we'll see. We're going to see what we get out of this. My hope is that we get a Congress that's actually... going to do the business of the people and not all of this status quo nonsense. That would be nice. I think so, yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Fixter.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. All right. I talked about an op-ed where somebody said that the Second Amendment was a curse coming out of New Jersey. They decried the right to keep and bear arms as a curse perpetrated by a fanatical interpretation created by the Supreme Court in 2008. Among other things, the editors at the Newark-based Star-Ledger bemoaned that the Second Amendment keeps the nation from enacting rational gun control along the lines of Canada, which is a hair's breadth away from banning all firearm sales, and called for readers to imagine the possibilities if the Supreme Court would just reinterpret the Constitution according to the justices' personal perceptions of reasonable public policy. Unsurprisingly, they got a bunch of stuff wrong. 2008, they were far from suddenly siding with the NRA about the meaning of the Second Amendment. Then the Supreme Court in the Heller decision merely affirmed the long-established interpretation of the right universally held by stalwarts of constitutional law such as William Rawl and Joseph Story. But the most egregious aspect of the editorial is its air of disdain for you, the peaceful, law-abiding American, who wants to protect themselves with guns in such unimaginable public places as restaurants and nursing homes. And maybe they should spend less time pontificating about other countries and more time investigating the reality of defensive gun use in this country. Now, almost every major study on the issue has found that Americans use their guns in self-defense between 500,000 and 3 million times annually, according to the latest report on the subject by the CDC. Just last year, a more comprehensive study concluded that roughly 1.6 million defensive gun uses occur in the United States every year. So, for this reason, some newspapers have started, or some websites, rather, I guess maybe that's what I should say, some websites, they've started publishing articles highlighting some of the previous month's many news stories on defensive gun use, which never makes the national spotlight. It never, well, unless it is like Eli Dickens or, Kyle Rittenhouse. That makes the news. But, I mean, those things defy the imagination. But here's a few examples, right? December 1st, Marionette, Wisconsin. Local police said a man who fatally shot a woman in an apartment complex was justified in his actions because it appeared the woman had stabbed him before he shot her in self-defense. December 5th, Warner Robins, Georgia. When an armed masked robber jumped over the counter at a fast food restaurant, demanded money, and pistol whipped an employee, that employee drew his own gun and fired three shots at the robber, striking him twice. The robber fled, but responding police officers found him and took him to the hospital where he died. The armed employee wasn't injured, police said. Now, for all of those out there that are saying that, and you know, you heard me and Dan talking about this. There's a lot of people that said that this particular what happened at the in the Houston taco restaurant was too much force. And yet, here you've got a guy who's been shot twice, and he ran away. He ran away and made it to a hospital. Well, he was found. He ran away. He was found. They got taken to the hospital, and then he died. But, I mean, the wounds probably were going to kill him anyway. December 7th, Knoxville, Tennessee, a man returned home to find a naked intruder ransacking his living room, so he and his wife fled to a neighbor's house to call 911. The intruder followed the couple, prompting the neighbor to retrieve his handgun and order the suspect to lay down. Instead, he broke off a windshield wiper off of a car and repeatedly swung it aggressively at the neighbor, even after he fired a warning shot and retreated into his own yard. Ultimately, the neighbor shot the naked intruder. December 10th, Chicago. Concealed carry permit holder turned the tables on three would-be carjackers who shot at him. The intended victim drew his own gun and returned fire, striking two of the carjackers and sending the third fleeing. The permit holder was unharmed, and police later took the two wounded suspects into custody. It was the second time in just 1 week that an armed Chicago resident successfully fought off multiple armed carjackers. December 11th, Port St. John, Florida, an armed driver fatally shot a man who assaulted him in an unprovoked attack while he was eating in his car outside a fast food restaurant. Police said they believed this may have been a case of mistaken identity and that the assailant was looking for another person, which doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. that circumstance. If I'm sitting there and I'm enjoying my quarter pounder with cheese and somebody comes in and starts punching my lights out and I draw a weapon and I shoot him, and they tell me later, it's just because you looked a lot like the guy he was actually looking for. I'm, okay. That is too bad, isn't it? December 14th. Chandler, Arizona, an armed employee quickly ended a potential active shooter situation at an Amazon fulfillment center by fatally shooting a gunman who fired at and wounded another employee in the parking lot. The gunman's girlfriend worked at the facility, and police said he apparently wanted to confront one of her coworkers, of whom he was jealous. The wounded employee, who was expected to survive, had felt something was off and tried to get the gunman to leave. Closer to me, December 22nd, Conway, South Carolina. Witnesses said that when two men, one of whom was armed, jumped over the counter at a Waffle House, that always happens at Waffle Houses, jumped over the counter at a Waffle House and assaulted an employee, the employee grabbed his own gun, prompting the two men to flee. Police said the men exchanged gunfire with the employees. They fled, but although the restaurant was damaged, nobody got hit. December 28th, Buffalo, New York. Now, this is during the bomb cyclone, right, or the aftermath of the bomb cyclone, when a severe winter storm nearly immobilized the city's emergency response capability for several days. Some criminals took advantage by looting shops, knowing that police officers would be slow to respond. Bystander took video of an armed person chasing a would-be looter out of a local beauty salon by firing a gun into the air. The store's manager speculated that the Good Samaritan likely was associated with another neighborhood business. December 30th, Dallas. Police said an armed bystander intervened during an attempted carjacking, shooting and wounding one of three assailants. One of the three had pointed a gun at a man as he left a restaurant in a crowded shopping center. A second legally armed man, who had been eating inside the restaurant, told reporters that when he heard gunfire outside, he drew his own gun and positioned himself to protect other customers if necessary. None of these people were fanatical or irrational for possessing guns or defending themselves and others with them. What is irrational is the belief that governments, who have killed 200 million largely unarmed civilians in the 20th century, should be entrusted with a monopoly on instruments of force. What's fanatical is their obsession with disarming peaceful people. The government failed to protect these people, and thankfully, they had something in place to where they could protect themselves. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom. Truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. More than 200,000 Californians remain without power as major storms continue to pound the state. And in some central California towns, more than 17 inches of rain have fallen.
It was rising quick. In my experience, the fastest I've seen it rise.
It caught people that have been here 50 years, caught them unprepared.
90% of the state remains under a flood watch, and flooding has led to the evacuation orders or warnings in many areas. The death toll from those storms has risen to 16. It's time behind bars for the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. Alan Weisselberg was sentenced to 5 months in prison today on state tax fraud charges. Weisselberg, who worked for the former president for decades, pleaded guilty last year. He went on to testify against the former president's company as part of his plea deal. Wall Street ended the day in an upbeat mood. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 186 points. The S&P 500 added 27, the NASDAQ up 107 points. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, Ryan Bussey, I've talked about him lately. He was on MSNBC. He's gone from being an executive in some degree, to some degree, with Kimber, the manufacturer of very nice 1911s, to being a gun control shill. Now, his latest lamentation is that we have too many guns and that those guns should be regulated like cars. And he made the comparison while a guest on a rarely watched Ali Velshi's MSNBC show. That's the same Velshi who insanely tried to convince the American public that their eyes were lying to them in live footage of cities being burned and looted that weren't that at all. As they, he was standing in front of them as the cities burned across the country, and he goes, this is mostly a protest. It's not, generally speaking, unruly. But fires have been started. The same news host who told America not to believe what they witnessed live on television called on Bussey, a senior advisor to the Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence, to pontificate over a Georgia provocateur who carried several firearms legally on his person while grocery shopping. This is where Bussey exposes his hypocrisy several times over. He said, the tragedy isn't what's illegal. The tragedy here is what is legal. And as you know, this guy didn't need six loaded guns, including an AR and a tactical shotgun, to go grocery shopping. Right. Now, let's start right there. There's room for debate on whether it's a good idea to be blatantly provocative by carrying several firearms to shop for groceries. Most gun owners would prefer that others never know about the guns they carry. That's why there's at least 22 million concealed carry permit holders carrying firearms legally every day right now as we speak. This doesn't include those who exercise the right to carry concealed in states that don't require permits. We don't know what the actual numbers are. Probably, I would think, maybe closer to 45, maybe 50 million. Bussey surrenders his arguments immediately by positing the debate as one of a matter of needs. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with needs. It protects the right to keep and bear arms. That's the end of the argument. Three court decisions now from the Supreme Court, Heller, McDonald, and Bruin, have affirmed this. Clarence Thomas wrote, "The constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense is not a second-class right, subject to an entirely different body of rules than the other Bill of Rights guarantees. We know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. This is not how the First Amendment works when it comes to unpopular speech or the free exercise of a religion. It's not how the Sixth Amendment works when it comes to a defendant's right to confront the witnesses against him. And it's not how the Second Amendment works when it comes to public carry for self-defense." So nobody needs to hear Bussey bloviate about gun control in the liberal MSNBC echo chamber, but it is his right. And in fact, it is encouraged so everyone can know of his hypocrisy. Like the car comparison. And he doesn't end there, though. He compares an enumerated right to a government privilege of operating the motor vehicle on public roads. Bussey's words, and I quote, "I mean, I think Americans really need to think about it this way. We have about 270 million registered vehicles in the United States. You don't have to travel on many of our roads to know it seems pretty crowded. We have a lot of traffic laws, right? We've got lines down the road. We've got bumpers. We've got speed limits. We've got police that are patrolling everywhere. And there are thousands upon thousands of traffic laws. There's also thousands upon thousands of gun control laws on the books, including federal, state, and local. And that doesn't account for the hundreds of rules promulgated by both federal and state governments to produce and sell a firearm. Firearm industry is among the most regulated industry on the planet." Bussey casually ignores that no one buying a car has to pass a background check like they do if they buy a gun. Also, he gets his numbers wrong. He says, "We've got 415 million guns in the United States, and we have the NRA and the NSSF, and an irresponsible slice of the American gun consumers, of which I'm not one of those. I'm a proud gun owner. I hunted yesterday with my boys." So he liked the car comparison so much that he threw every one of us and the industry under his bus. And this is a naked attempt to smear the NSSF. This isn't new for Bussey. Since he joined forces with Giffords Gun Control Group, he's targeted the Firearm Industry Trade Association. He says he's not among the slice of irresponsible gun owners. He's also not part of the solutions. I can't stand when somebody's out there talking about, well, we need to do this, and that. Okay. But if we do that, what you're saying is stop this. What, how do we solve that, though? Nobody ever has those answers. The NSSF is, they've had campaigns on several firearm safety programs through Real Solutions, Safer Communities, which includes initiatives that have been recognized by the National Safety Council's Green Cross Awards and the Government Accountability Office for their efficacy. They led the way to improving background checks for gun purchases. Bipartisan legislation led by John Cornyn, the Fix NICS Act, was named for the NSSF's Fix NICS program that improves their background check system. The bill had 78 Senate co-sponsors, including some of the most ardent gun control Democrats. However, Ryan was not done yet. He wasn't done talking. He had to keep on going. He said, "But I'm not okay living in a country with 415 million guns where we're reducing the amount of controls on ourselves. That's just insane. Why wouldn't you roll back the laws on 270 million cars, right? You have more cars, you need more to control them so that people can stay safe. This is what we're facing right now." So if Bussey sees gun ownership as a scourge in America, he should look no further than himself to blame. After all, the self-aggrandizing gun control mouthpiece claimed in his book that he sold more 45 caliber 1911 handguns than John Browning, the gun's inventor, which is probably a lie. That would have to be in the millions, especially considering the 1911 was standard military issue sidearm from 1911 to 1985. American troops carried this actual weapon of war in World War I, World War II, the Korean War, and Vietnam War. and almost all the way through the Cold War. So, despite his boastful claims of being an industry insider, he's been disavowed by his former employer, Leslie Edelman, the CEO and owner of Kimber USA. So, it's time for all of us to repudiate this narcissistic hypocrite. He claims to speak for responsible gun owners without naming any of them. You know, none of them belong to anything like that, that he puts down. Except his version of responsible gun ownership is to deny the ability of everybody else to have a firearm of their choice. And as for his guns, well, he's perfectly fine with that. He can have his guns. This is the thing, and I see this all the time. I don't know where the impetus comes from. I don't know if there's it has to be about money. It has to be about money and having this moral casualness to saying, well, you know, I used to be this, but I mean, I'm not making any money doing this, and maybe I could make some money doing this. I mean, I'm sure. I'm almost certain that if I were to call the Giffords campaign and say, listen, I'm going to rename my show to, put down and unload, and I'm going to go the other way. Would you want to pay me anything? And I guess they'd make a call to Bloomberg and get some money and start paying me to do it. And then I'd do it. And I wouldn't be worth anything. That would be, that would be such a turning point on what I actually am. I don't know that I could live with myself over that. Obviously, I don't have that moral casualness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last time on The Firing Line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, this next little bit is shocking. It took place on Friday in Newport News, Virginia. I didn't really say that much about it because I was hoping something we'd find more stuff out about it. We have not yet. Nothing but questions on this one. A 6-year-old boy entered his first grade classroom, produced a loaded handgun, and shot his elementary school teacher. The shooting was described by authorities as not accidental, and it followed an altercation between the teacher and the student, which that astounds me in it, by itself, that a first grader is having an altercation with a teacher. The female teacher survived the serious wound, and she's currently listed in stable condition at a local hospital. The boy, whose name is being withheld for obvious reason, is currently in custody, but not technically under arrest. Now, as alarming as this is, the path forward here, from here is murky. And the Associated Press points out nobody's quite sure what to do about the boy and the applicable laws. They don't provide much guidance. In Virginia, for example, they do not allow 6-year-olds to be tried as adults. In addition, a 6-year-old is too young to be committed to the custody of the Department of Juvenile Justice if found guilty. A juvenile judge would have authority, though, to revoke a parent's custody and place a child under the purview of the Department of Social Services. CNN identified the teacher as Abby Zwerner, who is listed as a first-grade teacher at Rich Neck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia. Now, let's start with what has to be the first question. How a child of this age comes into possession of a loaded handgun and knew enough about its operation to sneak it into school and fire it at the teacher. I mean, I talk all the time. I hear people talking all the time. It's too big for my hands. Or I couldn't make it operate. Or it's not ergonomically good for me. And here we got a kid, and we don't know what kind of gun, whether it was a revolver or a semi-automatic. It doesn't really matter. We got a kid who found a loaded handgun or a handgun, and he managed to have it in a position where it had a round in the chamber, or it was full of rounds in the cylinder, and he took it to school, and he was able to pull the trigger on it. Now, the probable answer is that he found it unsecured in his home, and he took it. And if that's the case, parents or guardians may be found liable for failing to properly secure a gun. The more alarming possibility is that the handgun was a black market weapon, and the child obtained it from an older student. But he's 6 years old. I mean, could this actually happen? And I think this is one of these details that are missing here. All the officials commenting on this event for local news outlets are being careful not to assign any blame to the boy. The local police chief told reporters that they were helping with appropriate state and local entities to help us best get services to this young man. From all of the initial descriptions being offered, this sounds as if it was a very deliberate act by the student. He didn't attempt to shoot anyone else and cooperated with authorities after the event. It would appear that he brought the gun to school with the intent of shooting that specific teacher, and he carried out his plan. Now, whenever there's a shooting at a school, immediately people look to assign blame of how it happened, but if that handgun belongs to the parents and the child took it without their knowledge, how were the authorities supposed to proceed? A judge could revoke their custody, make the child a ward of the state, but would he really be any better off? The parents or guardians can be charged with failing to secure a firearm, but under the applicable Virginia law, that's only a Class 1 misdemeanor, so they wouldn't wind up doing much time for it, particularly if they don't have any priors. And I have no idea about any of this because all of the details that are lacking. Now, it's possible that the end of the road will not involve much in the way of prosecution or the assignment of blame, and despite being an intentional act, the incident may wind up being viewed as more of a tragic accident than anything else. But the boy is probably going to be in for years of help with emotional distress, and the teacher will no doubt bear some lasting scars, both physical and mental as well. Now, as a segue before we go away, recently the new House Democratic leader, Hakeem Jeffries, decided to talk about the multiple police officers that died as a result of January 6th. And they're taking both natural deaths and suicides and tying this all into this incident. And in a brief marking of the 2 years since that attack, or that riot rather, he praised the hundreds of officers who defended us at the Citadel of Democracy. And he said, as a result of the events on January 6th, the lives of five heroic officers were lost. Now, Brian Sicknick died of a stroke. And they're including that as a death related. So January 6th became the COVID for those officers. Four other police officers who responded to the riot, Capitol Police Officer Charles Liebengood and Metropolitan Police Officers Jeffrey Smith, Kyle DeFreitag, and Gunter Hashida, died by suicide in the months following the incident. And that's part of a bigger discussion to have. And doing this is not, this isn't good at all. Right here in South Carolina, Richland County, Deputy Derek Fish, 28 years old, been on the job 6 years, and he killed himself. He was coming off of a routine shift. He returned his cruiser to the lot at his station, and there at the lot, he shot himself. He was an outstanding officer who had recently been promoted. He was the third suicide in the Richland County Sheriff's Department since 2001. And you look at a picture of him, he's just a kid. I've got some, all of my kids are older than this kid. Now, Leon Lott, who I've had on I used to do a local segment with him back in 2010, 2011. He got out there and held a press conference where he expressed his shock and the dire need for a shift in the way the law enforcement community addresses suicide and mental health. He said, we're all struggling to try and understand why, and we don't have an answer. We have people amongst us that have issues that we just don't see, and sometimes when they cry for help, we don't answer that cry. We have to answer that cry. Police officers see a bunch of things that you could not possibly imagine. I mean, just a regular street cop. If he gets called to a domestic disturbance of some sort, he might roll in and find just an absolute horror show, you know, when he's called in. No telling what he's going to find. And some of these cops, like detectives and everything, that actually investigate crazy crimes, like serial killers, for example, those guys, they have all kinds of mental health crises. So here we have the new leader of the Democrats, and instead of paying homage, if he's going to do that, he could at least pay homage to the fact that they, something happened with them and they died by their own hand. Instead of doing that, he's got to score some points and make it seem like a bunch of unarmed protesters killed five armed cops. And that is a disservice to the American people, to the people at the protest, and to these officers that all died. There's 850,000 of them left, and we should be looking at ways to help them and keep that from happening to them. But instead, they're being used as pawns, just like everybody that gets shot. It's always about stepping on somebody's head, on somebody in somebody's blood, to make sure that the Democrats always can score some more points and try to gain that control, because that's what they're in it for. Because it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.